Australia's tourism operators say the government's decision to ban travellers coming via China couldn't have come at a worse time, with visitor numbers already plummeting after the bushfires. David Sparks reports.
With views of the Sydney Harbour Bridge and Opera House, Sydney's Circular Quay is usually packed with tourists. But Scott McDermott, who's lead skipper for Thunderjet Boat Rides, says right now it's quiet.
Today it is particularly quiet, and we have had two cancellations this morning because people are fear of bringing their kids into the city with the coronavirus. To be honest, we have had that happen. We had a good season, but it was still a little bit quiet. I believe it was affected due to the bushfires.
And now the tough new restrictions on arrivals from China have added to fears about the future, held by business operators like Henry Chung, who's run a souvenir shop in front of the ferry terminal for 30 years.
It's very bad, at least 50% down, I think. This summer is one of the worst summer we ever had.
What do you think is the main reason?
Bushfire and coronavirus.
Nearby, Omid Naya runs a shop selling indigenous crafts.
We came off a bumper November, December and January until the last week of it due to many factors, not just the coronavirus, but the bushfires, the bad press we got. But I must say the last week or so, it's been very quiet. And I would say that, yes, the coronavirus epidemic and the bushfires have really affected the trade for tourists coming to Australia.
In the historic Rocks District, Emily Doan is selling handmade jewellery at a market stall. Opening hours had been extended to cater for the expected Lunar New Year business boom, but it didn't come.
In the previous years, it's been packed, so usually that's why we used to have two people on team at all times, but this year it's been a lot slower.
Margie Osmond from the Tourism and Transport Forum backs the government's new border controls, but she knows they'll come at a cost.
China now represents about 1.4 million inbound visitors into Australia every year. They're an extremely large component of the $46 billion or thereabouts that comes into our economy from inbound internationals. They represent about $12 billion, and they are the biggest spenders.
And these business operators know a ban on people travelling from China will have a big impact.
I think it's going to have detrimental effects on these businesses, and it's going to be quite devastating for a lot of businesses.
Inbound Chinese tourism is a big part of our market here in Sydney, and without them around, especially this time of year with Chinese New Year cranking, yeah, I mean, look at all the sculptures around us. There's not a lot of Chinese people walking around, and yeah, that does affect us.
It's Jet Boat skipper Scott McDermott, and ending that report by David Sparks.